I have a question. Basically, is, you know, in Buddhism we talk a lot about the disadvantages of self-grasping and self-centeredness. Well, what about having a feeling of self-worth or a feeling of self-esteem? Is that, does that mean that we're being self-centered and, you know, having self-grasping? Not necessarily. Okay, there's, it depends how you get your self-worth and what your self-worth is based on. And that's why I was saying, like, if our self-worth is based on, for example, how much money I have, how much possessions I have, you know, if I have a big status in the society, if I'm famous, if a lot of people love me and appreciate me and praise me. If we get our self-worth from those kinds of things, first of all, our self-worth is unstable because all those things are external and we can't control them. And for that reason, we also get attached to them. And because of the attachment, there's grasping at other things. And we're usually dissatisfied. Okay, so getting a sense of self-worth by looking at measuring success externally usually doesn't give us a stable sense of self-worth, because then we never have enough. Yeah. On the other hand, if we have a sense of self-worth that comes through understanding our Buddha potential, you know, that we have, that the basic nature of our mind is something pure, yeah, the basic nature of our mind is something untainted. If we have some kind of understanding of that, that will give us a stable sense of self-confidence. Because if we know that underneath, you know, the basic nature of the mind is pure, then we have the confidence that yes, we can improve. Yes, we can develop good qualities. Yeah, and we know that that Buddha nature, that Buddha potential, isn't going to go away. Yeah, and that gives us a much stronger sense of our own feeling of self-worth and self-esteem, because it's based on something valid, and it's based on something stable. Okay. I mean, I was thinking about this the other day because I was talking with a friend of mine. Oh, and also because the Olympics are going on, you know? And you look at all these athletes and you know, yay, I got the gold, you know, da, da. You know, you think that they would feel such, you know, self-esteem because they, you know, they got a gold medal. But the thing is that, you know, their bodies are not going to always be young and powerful like that. Now, 30 or 40 or 50 years down the line, if these people are still alive, how are they going to get their self-worth if their self-worth depends on their athletic ability? Because that ability is only going to go downhill. It's not going to get better. It's only going to get worse. So you see, you know, if for the Olympic athletes, if their feeling of self-worth depends on external things like athletic ability, it's hopeless. I mean, they're going to be a mess when they're older. Yeah. On the other hand, if your feeling of self-worth comes from feeling I have the potential to develop equal love and compassion for everybody, or I have the potential to understand the nature of reality, or I have the potential to let go of all my anger so that I can be cheerful and pleasant with everybody, then no matter what economic condition you're in, no matter what your athletic ability is, no matter what your health condition is, you're still going to have a sense of the value of your life, because that internal cultivation can go on no matter what. You know, you can be lying in a hospital bed, but you can be developing, you know, yourself internally and developing that kind of love and compassion and actually, you know, be quite, have a sense of self-worth and satisfaction. Okay?